November 22nd, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John 1, verse 12. My multi-talented friend Bob Benson of Nashville, Tennessee, makes a poignant observation about God's generosity in his fascinating book, Come Share the Being. Describing a Sunday school picnic he attended as a boy, Bob recalls arriving at the last minute with a dried-up piece of bologna between two slices of stale bread. Sitting down at a table covered with fried chicken and baked beans and potato salad and homemade rolls and chocolate pie, Bob is embarrassed to unwrap his sandwich. Then, the mother of the family he has joined suggests that they put everything together and share. Bob resists, but only half-heartedly. He accepts her offer, and suddenly he has parlayed a bologna sandwich into a feast, a meal fit for a king. That's the bargain God makes with you and me. We bring so little with us, and he offers the whole world to those who would become his sons and daughters. If you have closed that bargain, you have something wonderful about which to be grateful for this Thanksgiving. If you haven't, you're only a prayer away from trading a bologna sandwich for a spiritual feast. Forgive us, Lord, when we fail to acknowledge our thanks for your unqualified love.